Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion, and especially for Golan ben Gavriela and Matan ben Dvora, and David ben Zivan, Betzal ben Batya, and Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, and Rabbi Ezra Chaim ben Esther Simra, Am Yosef ben Chana, Dina Bracha ben Esther Adasa, and Idit Nafshi Rabbi Yeshua Daniel ben Frida Simcha. Shalom Baruch HaVatzlach B'chol Ma'aseh Edei and B'ris HaShleima. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. And this is based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It says in Dvorim, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, V'asher Asa L'chil Mitzrayim, etc. Asher Hitzif Esmei Yamsuf Al Peneihem, V'ya'abdeim Hashem Ad Hayem Hazeh. What Hashem did to the Egyptian army, and he flooded them with the waters of the Yam Suf on their face, and he destroyed them until this day. The Mefoshim explained, but Ramban Sham, what does it mean, Ad Hayom Hazeh? Shelo Nish'ar Le'elu Shenitbu B'Yam Srid U'Palit. What does it mean? Ad Hayom Hazeh? Nothing remains of them. So it means until this day, nothing remains of them. They're all gone. All those people are running after the Jews. Aval yesh letorer bekan al shenekuda zo b'nes tekriyat yam suf lo nitparsha b'mkoma b'parshiyot shmot. Isn't that interesting that we don't learn about this nekuda in parshiyos of Shmos? We have to wait until Parshas Akev to learn about this? It's a long time, a few months. It was told in Sefer Dvorim, in Chumash Dvorim, to the generation that's coming into Eretz Yisrael, in the words of the Tochacha of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki enechem haraos es kol maase Hashem, like it says there in Pasuk Zayin, 11:7. Your eyes saw all the act of Hashem, and therefore you're to incumbent upon you lishmor es kol mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom l'man techazku uvasim v'yirishtem es ha'aretz. And therefore it's incumbent upon you to guard all of the mitzvah that I command you today, in order that you should be strengthened and come and inherit the land. So why is this prat of Kriyas Yamsuf not mentioned until the Divrei Teichacha of Moshe Rabbeinu in Arvos Moav? Zo ha-sheila ha-nitzevet b'melot tokpa lefanenu. V'hinei ha-tochna ha-klali shel brit shel arvut shel Moav matzanu chidush echad shelo netparesh b'kesher lebrit shel oel moed. V'hu ha-prat she-ha-brit nechreta af im elu Asher einenu po imanu hayom. The special bris that we have now that wasn't explained earlier is that this bris of Arvos Moav that we are making now and the plains of Moab, as they call it in English, is being done even with those who are not here with us today. So we'd like to explain a little bit more about the bris that is explicated in Parshas Nitzavim. That pasuk is a pasuk, Nitzavim 29:14. Lashon Rambam that we've discussed in numerous shiurim. Bimei bayis sheni tzotz haminus. Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim 1:7. In the time of the Second Temple, minus, this heresy, sprouted. And we have a tradition, what this means is that at the time of Anshei Knesset HaGedola, they shechted the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. And this pe'ula was begeder kodem zimna. This pe'ula really preceded its time, because the shechit of the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah relates really to the period of the nullification of evil and of ha'elilim kolil yachalef, like it says in the book of Isaiah, in the second chapter in the 18th pasuk, and the idols will be completely gone. That's Kufas Achris Hayamim. So therefore we have the question, Sof Sof, if the Pe'ula of Shechita of the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was carried out in the time of Anshei Knesset HaGedola, even before the proper time, because really this is Shaykh to La'asid Lavo, Halo Muchrachu, Sheyitbateba Echshehu, Hefresh Vishinui Madrega Zo, Mikefisha Itaba Bizmana Nachon Varawila. There has to be some type of difference between the Maisa now of Shechitas Yetzer Hara and the Shechitas Yetzer Hara of that would have been done La'asid Lavo. Because it isn't done and being done at the proper time. So we know that something's not done at the proper time. There's felt that something is missing. What's going to be different over here? What's the shiur in this pe'ula? What's left over in this pe'ula? As it was done before its proper time, before the tkufa of La'asid Lavo. We have to understand. Ayir pere adam yivaled. Man is born a wild donkey. And a person by his nature kicks back, doesn't want to have rebels against hagbalot and simtsumim. Doesn't want rules so much, so many limitations. Pere is wild. Avol mikol makom, hu mimalata ma'alot ha'adam. שאף על פי שנולד כך, יש בו נכונות לקבל שיעבודים והגבלות שהן כנגד עיר פרה. He has preparedness, despite his nature of not wanting to have boundaries and limitations, he has a preparedness to receive these שיעבודים, these subordinations, these limitations, against his עיר פרה, against the wild donkeyish nature of man. You want to ever see that? Look, watch guys playing football or a serious game of basketball, and you see a lot of the ayur para comes out. V'chol avodah av shel sheker kagon avodah zara yesh ba otah hishtabdut v'hagbala shel ayur para shebo nolad. Any avoda, anytime a person's involved in avoda, even though it might be the avoda of avoda zara, there is still a hishtabdus. There is still a subordination. There are still limitations of the ayur peri. He's involved in aveda. He's worshiping something. He's serving something. So that brings out a little bit of this limitation of the ayur peri that is man. That is, by the way, a pasuk. It's important to know. In the book of Job, in the 11th chapter, in the 12th pasuk. I don't know it because I know Eov. I know it because it's like one of the Baalei Mussar's favorite maxims. And rightfully so. When the Shechita of the Yetzer Hara is going to be B'Shleimus, B'Zmana, K'mo B'Acharit HaYamim, Az, K'shemitbatelet HaSheker, Shel Shi'abud Adam, L'Avodah Zarah, Az Over Oto Koach Hitbatlut, L'Tzad HaEmet, ומתקיים ותמלוך אתה השם לבדך, וכל הרשע כולה, כי השם תכלה, when the Shechita of the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah is going to be b'shleimus in the proper time, like at Acharis HaYomim, at the end of days, then there is going to be a nullification of the falsehood of the subordination of man to foreign worship, to Avodah Zarah, and then that koyach of his batlus is going to go to the side of truth, and there is going to be a fulfillment of v'simloich ato Hashem levadecha v'chol harisho kulo ki'ashan tichle, like we say in our High Holidays liturgy, that you Hashem are going to rule alone and all of the evil is going to dissipate like smoke. But since Shechitas Avodah Zarah came before the proper time of v'haya Hashem lemelech al kol ha'oretz, a pasuk in Zechariah in the 14th chapter in the 9th verse. אז מה שקרה הוא שיחד עם שחיטת יצרה עד העבודה זרה, נתבטל ונתרופף בכלל כוחה של התבטלות בקבלת העול. What happened together with the Shechita of the Yetzer Hara, of the Shechita of the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, excuse me, there was a somewhat of a nullification, a weakening of the koich of Hizbatlus and Kabbalah's all. Because again, Avodah is Hizbatlus, so you're nullifying yourself. But now there's no Hizbatlus to Avodah Zarah, so man loses a little bit of his power of Hizbatlus and Kabbalah's all. ובמקום שכוחות ההתבטלות וקבלת עול תזרמנה לצינורות הטוב וקבלת עול מלכות שמיים כמו לעתיד לבוא, instead of these kochos of his badless and accepting Hashem's yoke, instead of them flowing to the pipelines of goodness, of kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, like it's going to be la'asid lavo, when there is a complete bittul, of the Kochus Hara. There was a Chiddush of Kfira. That was the result of this hisbittel of the Yetzer Hara, of the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah. Now man is less of a Mishabed himself. Man subordinates himself less. And Memela, that opens up the gates for that Shrek L'chamachla. What's a Shrek L'chamachla? A terrible, terrible illness. They usually use that in the context of the illness that begins with a C, Lo Aleinu. But here we're talking about the Shrek L'chamachla of Kfira. Also, you could write that, I guess, with a hard C. B'mei tzatz haminus. B'yisheni dafka. Shiat kufa hagovelet im gmar. Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Dafka b'mei b'yisheni, which borders the end of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and just like all Avodah Zarah, the Iker Koach is b'kabbalas ol, even though it's a kabbalas ol of Sheker, the Iker Koach of Minus and Kfira is prikas ol, is throwing off the yoke. U'behefkera nichalei. And if so, the fact that Shechita was Kodim Zimna, preceded its time. We have this Sheol, we have this left over, if we can express ourselves that way, that the left side of the Bittul Yetzer of Avodah Zarah is a matzav of Tzatz HaMinus. So you're right, the right side was, there's no more Yetzer Hara, people have a Yetzer Hara. I don't know if you're aware of this, for women, men have that. And they have a Yetzer Hara for money, they have that. They have a Yetzer Hara for food, they have that. So all these three are still going strong in the world today. Nothing to worry about there. But the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, people don't have that same Yetzer. Oh, today I've got to worship a cow, man. Not there. So that's the right side, that he doesn't have this Yetzer anymore. That back then it was a shtarka Yetzer. But instead, what does man have? This bittul of Shibut. So that's Kfira. Kfira is no boss. ומאבין דבר יבין, איך שכל תנועות וקווי הכפירה שפקדו אותנו במשך כל הדורות, אינם אלא השתלשלות מאותה צץ המינות של ימי בית שני בהתחלת הצטוקים. We have to know that all of these movements of כפירה that we've seen since then, since the end of בית שני, so they're all coming from this Tzatz HaMinus of Yomei Bayis Sheni. So we have the Shechit of the Yetzer Hara, Gemara and Shekines HaGedola, and now we have this Tzatz HaMinus, and this Minus has been a terrible, terrible illness that has afflicted Am Yisrael, many different forms, starting with the Tztukim. And today, of course, we have in form and conservative and other types of deviant movements. Vim ken aleinu la'avin she'ein shechitat yetzer hara bizman anshei knesset hagdola b'mkom acharit hayamim. We can't understand that the shechita of the Eitz HaRa then is instead of Achrus Hayamim, lo v'lo. There's still room for another tikkun. Because the behema that we shechted, this behema of the Yitzra Avodah Zarah is still mefarkeses, and it expresses itself in kfir and minus. So there's still room to finish its tafkid. B'chol HaTorah Kula, there are a lot of cheshbonos with gufi averis, with specific sins. But there's one parasha where we have an azhara on sharashim. In Parashas Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu was warning the Jewish people, Pen yesh b'chem shoresh poreh, rosh v'la'ana. Let's say you have this bitter root. And that's a davar chad pe'ami. Shepshuto shel mikra yedaber al cheshbon yisod shoresh shel avera she'atid v'tzmoch dorot achrechen. Usually you talk about them doing averis. You don't usually talk about the root of averis. But here, we're talking about the root of averis. That you have this bitter root, pen yesh b'chem shoresh poreh rosh v'la'ana, and then it's going to develop into something geferlich, something terrible. Because you're going to see the shikutzeim v'gilulem shel akum, and atzid v'tzmoch b'bneim acharkach, and then unfortunately, that's going to draw us in. This nekuda can be explained from the yisod of the Ramban in Vayikra 26:16, that the teichach of Teras Kohanim relates to the first Beis HaMikdash, and that of Mishneh Torah relates to the second Beis HaMikdash. We see that in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, minus, this heresy, sprouted, tzatz ha-minus, v'shoresh tofa'at ha-kfira, hu b'tzad ha-smol shel bitl yitzra davoy dezara, l'fnei zmana, the root of the phenomenon of kfira, is on the left side, the bitl yitzra davoy dezara, which came before its time, as we mentioned earlier. And even though the kfira hasn't yet come out in all of its power, nevertheless, the seed, the nucleus, was already placed in the time of the slaughtering of the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah at the beginning of the Bais. Behagilgul ha-sheni shel Avodah Zarah hu kfira shorasha shel Avodah Zarah yesh la brera lehitgalgel lekfira. So there's going to be a shtickle gilgul over here. Instead of it being Avodah Zarah, now it's going to turn into minus. It's going to turn into kfira. And that's in Bayis Sheni, and therefore Dafka, in the Brits of Parshas Nitzavim, huzkar inyan shel shoresh ha'avera. Because we mentioned the root of the avera, because there we're dealing with the seed that was planted, more than the goof itself. Because remember, we're dealing with Bayis Sheni, and Bayis Sheni is when the seed was planted. And therefore Nitzavim, which corresponds to Bayis Sheni, we talk about Shoresh Poreh Rosh V'la'ana. More than we speak about the Shikutzeim and Gilulayim themselves. Gufa Avera Kvar Nishchetu. But we have the seed now of something terrible. So the Nidon and Bayis Rishon was the Gufa Avera of Avodah Zarah, and the Nidon and Bayis Sheni is the root, is the Shoresh. The shorish of Avodah Zarah is going to be poire, is going to be fruitful and multiply into kfira. In Parshas Nitzavim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing at the end of his days to separate himself from Klal Yisrael, he makes them a bris, and he separates from all the Yetzaharas, both of Avodah Zarah and of kfira, and he mentions the union of the shorishim that are going to sprout out in the future generations and the generations that are going to be. That's Asher Einenu Po Imanu Hayom, like he says. That's the last covenant of Klal Yisrael. In other words, only in Parshas Nitzavim we have a special cheshbon to future generations, because only there's a cheshbon with roots, as we spoke about, because in Bayis Sheni was when the root was planted for the future of Kfira. Shekol Kulo Inyan Shel Yifreh Le'atid. That's why only at the end this Nekuda was singled out. The Chiddush in the Eser Makis was not that the Rishayim were punished. Even before Paro, Rishayim were punished. What about the Mabul, Mapechas Doim? We see Rishayim being punished before Paro. That's not the Chiddush. That's not novel. The Chiddush is the Nagof Rafo that we've spoken about a lot in our Shiurim. Isaiah 19, 22, Zohar Kaddish tells us, whatever was Nagof the Mitzrayim, whatever was a smiting of Egypt, is a Rafo, is a healing for the Jewish people. Like Chazal Darshan about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it said, Motzi aso asirim b'koysharos. B'koysharos means Bechi le Mitzrayim v'sheros li Yisrael. V'shiros li Yisrael. Right? B'koysharot. Bechi, that's the base chavav, Bechi, le Mitzrayim. And then Sharos, Shiros. And Shiros for the Jewish people. The Nagof is the Bechi le Mitzrayim. And the Rafo is the Shira for the Jewish people. And Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Makos are al mishkal zeh, are to be understood in that way. That was the chiddush that happened there. Nagof v'rafo. What was bad for the Mitzrayim was good for us. Kol ha'machal asher asadu b'eretz Mitzrayim lo asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. They got machalas, and now we're not going to get machalas because their machalas was a healing for us. That's why in the Haggadah the different Tanaim try to make more and more makas for the mitzvah. Yeah, that's more and more healing for the Jewish people. Ule'or zeh, aleinu lavin et ha-katuv, kol ha-machala, asher samti, be'eretz Mitzrayim, lo asim alecha. Like we said, any machala that I placed on Egypt, I'm not going to place on you. What do we care if Ploni had the machala, didn't have the machala? The answer is, heim heim advarim. What they got sick with is a refuah for us. So here we have this ichud of the onesh for the rasha, biyachad im aschar latzadik. Umeata mitbaher lefaneinu, lama nekudat vayovdem ad hayom hazeh. Why that nekuda vayabdem of destroying the mitzrim, that Hashem was ma'abe the mitzrim, ad hayom hazeh, until this time, there's none of them are left. Why did that wait until Parashas Ekev to be stated, and not b'makoymai u'b'shaitoi? V'hainu al mishkal nagof v'rafo. U'kishem she'asher einenu po miyuchad lebrit te'arvot mo'av, u'bo haftacha al dorot ha'atidim lavo, kach nizkira hachratat kol sarid ופליט העתידים למצרים דווקא בתוכך שבערבות מואב. ואם בישראל נתחדשה אז הבטחה של הדורות הבאים, הרי מוכח מזה שהייתה הפך ממחלה אשר שמתי במצרים. אין שריד ופליט להם, ואין להם דורות, ויעבדם עד היום הזה. Now we're in the תקופה of planting seeds for the future of the Doros Habayim, Asher Einenu Po Imanu Hayom. So we have this Asher Einenu Po Imanu Hayom, which is unique to Arvus Moav. And here we have a Haftacha for the future generations. So Zeh L'Uma Zeh, the contrast to that, is going to be that nothing is going to be left of Mitzrayim. And that's Dafka told in the Toichacha of Arvus Moav. So we have a Haftacha for the Doros Habayim, and they have a haftacha, zelu madzeh, nagol v'rafo, that they will have no doros habayim. Ad hayayim hazeh. Golnisht is geblibin, if I said that correctly, because my first language was actually baby talk. That was my first language. And they went on to English, a little bit of Hebrew, and then, of course, Spanish, French, and Portuguese, and then working on my Japanese. So the nothing was left of the Egyptians, because this is the time that we're being told that there are going to be great future generations for the Jews, Masha Enkain for the Egyptians. Nothing remained. That's why this waited until the Tochacha of Arvus Moav in Sefer Dvarim. Ve'hadvarim be'emet meirim u'misamchim kol omed baruch Adonai Lo'olam Amen Ve'amen. Hodu Adonai Ki Tov Ki Lo'olam Chasdoi. Hashem is so kind to us that He allows us to learn this incredible Torah, to share this incredible Torah. So we thank Hashem for His love and kindness, and we should be zeichem mitzvah Hashem for negel v'rafo, that all the magefis in the world, and specifically to our enemies, should be taka refor for us. Amen v'amen, and we should see the geula shleima. Shalom, shalom.